Hello, welcome to Listcast, where the best things in the world come to be judged. On this episode,
the best guitar players of all time, with Travis Clark, Adam Todd Brown, and Danger Van Gorder.
Welcome to Listcast, everybody.
Hey. Thank you. Everybody.
We have a first-time guest here.
Yes.
How's it going? Travis Clark.
I'm very excited. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be on the show and to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, this is an exciting episode.
This is a good one.
We're talking about best guitar players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a musician here.
Yeah. So I know more than you.
Do you?
Absolutely not.
About guitar? Yeah.
No,
I have a choice that would only excite me because I know.
Where do you get down on the 25 and a half scale length versus 24 three quarter?
No comment. I don't talk about, like, the guitar as it is
you
built.
You said, I know more about you than guitar.
Okay.
Is the phrase that you said out of your mouth.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And I play a guitar, and it makes sounds, and I know just how difficult some of these things can be. But the actual minutia of scale length is something that I don't care about.
PAF versus patent approved. Where do you sit on that debate?
I actually prefer PAF.
It's the same pickup. It is exactly something created just to make a market for things. Patent approved and patent applied for. It's the same pickup. The patent just got approved. That's the only difference.
Cool.
It's cool that the feed was cutting out while you were talking about that boring shit.
Mm-hmm. These are pickups we're discussing.
I know what pickups are.
Yeah.
I've played guitar before.
Have you?
Yeah.
No. Man, what's your axe? What do you do?
Well, I don't play guitar anymore.
I mean, what did you play?
I don't have time.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Univox High Flyer. That was my favorite guitar.
Wow. That is interesting. The Mosrite knockoff that Kurt Cobain made famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
that's
a guitar that had some nice pickups on it.
Those are very hot pickups. It's one of the reasons that Kurt played it so often. And could get it for a song. They were incredibly cheap.
Yeah, I got mine for $200 from someone who just advertised it in the classifieds.
Oh, yeah, there we go with the P90s. These things are brutal.
They really
Except they're not really P90s. They're the Univox. They're actually humbuckers in the High Flyer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pickups two P90s on the on
whatever
the
you're reading is wrong.
Okay. I'll just...
Someone said, you know who's stealing the scene? Quincy.
Who's not here.
Quincy's not here.
Yeah, that travel ban was much broader than we thought. It was... apparently included anyone that was not white, so it was nice knowing Quincy. I did have a good time
and,
knowing
Astro Dog here.
He really got swept up in it.
Yeah.
Vanessa just said # treat sack Travis.
That is that is how people know me.
I would
don't
like
know
some
what
context
that means
for this.
Yeah. I walk my dog in my neighborhood.
Good.
And when I do, I wear a little pouch on my waist.
I have that pouch. I rock that pouch too. It's a great pouch.
Well, I also live next to a school.
Yeah.
And the cool kids sit outside, and I walked by them one time, and the blonde one, who I assume is their king, noticed me, and he said...
It's really great that you don't know this kid's name,
because it would be so creepy
if you did. Because
he goes, "Hey, dude, nice fanny pack, bro." And so I said, "It's not a fanny pack, it's a treat sack for my puppy."
Oh, good puppy.
How do you take
that? So now there's a group of boys who call me treat sack in my neighborhood, and that's a lot of fun.
Nice.
That's a good time for all of us.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun heckle. That's a really good heckle.
Hard to explain to other adults. Why did that boy just call you treat sack?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the way this podcast works, for anyone who's watching or listening for the first time, or for Travis, who's a first-time guest.
Yep.
We each go around the room. We make five picks. We're trying to come up with a definitive top five list. We go around the room, five picks each, one at a time. Mm-hmm. Don't get crazy.
That makes sense.
Just shout out your five picks in an order, you fucking maniac. So we pick one at a time. After we've all made our five picks, that'll give us a list of 15, and then we each go around the room
And decimate the others?
And cut one.
Oh.
Well, we cut two, actually. We each get to cut two.
Oh.
And then we have to decide who gets to... Let's let Travis be the save.
Oh, I get to save? I'm the saver?
Because we don't have an engineer. Normally we have someone in the engineer
table.
It's
fair that you give this privilege to the first timer.
We did that last week, too.
Yeah.
So, after we each cut two, that'll leave us with a list of nine. You'll get to save one that we cut,
guys,
and then the people decide.
Did we just become best friends? I think we just became best
friends. Yeah, I think we did.
That's pretty good.
I feel it.
Yeah,
no, it's like a little tingly. You know, it's a little tingly.
Oh,
let's go do karate in the garage.
Absolutely.
I would love to see you do karate.
I can't wait to see you do karate when Jeff May's beating your ass.
It will be a very short karate. Yeah, it'll be very brief karate.
It's not hard to beat Jeff May. You just go, are those mom jeans? And he cries for a while, and then you don't have any more worries about him fighting you.
Okay, I will open with that.
Yeah.
I'll let you know how that's received.
So should we start making our picks?
Yes, please. Let's
do
it.
Do you want to go first, Danger? Because you're sitting...
I'd love to, yeah.
In the chair that makes going first.
Yep. All right,
makes sense.
I've seen a lot of people play live, and the single most impressive guitar playing I've seen live was Brian May of Queen played an 11-minute guitar solo with a delay. And when you use a delay, you have to be perfectly in time, because if you fall out of time, the whole thing just becomes a giant mess and it's awful. Like a guitar soup. Nobody wants that. This guy played a solo perfectly for 11 minutes. He made no mistakes. It was just the single most impressive thing that I've seen as a guitarist. I'm just like, over a while, I'm just like, he's going for it. He's still going. Oh, and then like I started timing it in my head. I'm like, how is this possible? Add to that, the guy he's such a polymath. He's such a genius. He's built his own guitars. He's modified his own amplifiers to the point of having a sound that is entirely unique to Brian May. Like if you hear that sound from Queen, like Killer Queen or whatever you like that's the Brian May sound. And it's virtuosic. It goes all over the place. And he also knows when to pull it back and be a lot more simple. There's a melodicness to his playing that just ties the room together. So, I mean, for me, Brian May is the greatest and best of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also an astrophysicist.
Yes. He would be the chair of the astrophysics department at Oxford. And then he wrote a book about astrophysics, and I saw it at the Griffith Observatory. And I'm like, that's interesting. This guy's claims to be, he's an astrophysicist. His name's Brian May. Right. On the back, dude, here's the hair. It's the for real Brian May.
I've read that book, and inside of it is an 11-minute guitar solo. It is really a strange choice.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's a good pick.
I do like Brian May. Yeah. I enjoy that he cobbles together a lot of his own equipment. But I'm going to throw out what feels like just a too easy of a best guitar player ever. And my pick for that is Jimi Hendrix.
Who? Let's hear.
All day long.
Why is that?
Because Jimi Hendrix propelled electric guitar playing forward in a way that is still reflected in popular rock and roll. He did things and changed things about the way people thought of guitar playing, thought of the way effects were playing. He also, a lot like Brian May, was responsible for inventing his own sound. Yeah. He would slice up his speakers. He messed with fuzz and doing that stuff. He made that crazy wah-wah thing, which was supposed to be a thing. It was a pedal made to make guitar players sound like a trumpet player. And he was like, no, what if you just sounded like a really fucking awesome guitar player? I just think Jimi Hendrix is someone whose music I appreciate, and not someone who I directly feel I am influenced by when I play guitar, but someone that I just see the influence throughout everything. I just think he is the bee's knees of the six strings.
He is a very good guitarist.
Although in the elevator up here, you were saying you did not like him.
No.
Yeah, what the fuck, Danger?
Yeah.
Look, it's like, all right.
Cameras are on, mics are on, different dude. Interesting.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Everybody loves the Beatles. Everybody says the Beatles are the greatest and best of all time. And you know what? I can acknowledge that they have made singular contributions to the pop music landscape. There has never been another Beatles. There has never been another Jimi Hendrix. I totally acknowledge that, and I'm with you. I just never cared for his music that much. I never really cared for the Beatles music that much.
You know what?
It just doesn't resonate for me.
I'm going to agree on Jimi Hendrix, not the Beatles.
Yeah.
I've always liked the Beatles. But Jimi Hendrix is a fantastic guitar player who I think made mostly average music.
Yeah.
He's got some hits.
Yeah.
He's got some really good. I mean, he's got some classics.
He recorded a solo backwards and then played it forward.
No, I'm not disputing that. He's
he's
an amazing guitar player.
Technically
but isn't that
speaking,
what we're talking about is best guitar players, not dudes whose music... There are some guitar players that I straight up go, you're only interesting if I'm also a guitar player.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I omitted a lot of those from my list.
Yeah. No, Hendrix is a good pick.
Yeah. No, I won't decry Hendrix being on the list at all. I just find... I don't know. Like, it's just like every list ever about best guitar, he's always
on it.
He's always on it. And it's just like there are... It's easy to be sort of numb to his contributions because there are other people who have done such amazing things, and people are like, you know, for the past 50 years, it's just been Hendrix.
But you know what the best thing he did was?
What'd he do?
Die at 27.
Right.
Because so we would not want an 80-something-year-old Jimi Hendrix teaming up with whatever pop song writer, you know, and doing a – you don't want that. You don't want that version of – we get to remember
him.
Sense,
as, are you glad that that Courtney killed Kurt?
You motherfucker, that was my pick.
I mean, I'm asking him if he's glad that Courtney said yeah.
I know, but you're stealing my thunder because that's my first pick.
So what's your pick? Who do you like?
I hate you. It's Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good.
It's Kurt Cobain. It's Pat Smear.
Yeah, actually. Okay. It's the guy on the cover of Bleach who didn't actually play anything. He's just fine. No. No, Kurt Cobain is my first pick. Not a technically proficient guitar player by any sense of the imagination. Fantastic with melodies.
Mm-hmm.
So great with melodies. Used feedback and sound better than a lot of guitar players. Probably, I mean, not like Tom Morello does. Like, Kurt Cobain wasn't making his guitar sound like a fucking helicopter or anything.
Yeah.
But he did more with feedback and distortion and just, like, he would beat sounds out of his guitar. And I don't think it was so much that he was not that good technically. I think he just played in a way that fit the music they were making. Because if you listen to Bleach, there's some pretty not great but good solos on that album. And it's just a thing he kind of abandoned when they started making pop music, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But
after they sold out.
I think he just did more with there was so much feeling behind what he did that I think better than anyone, he, I don't know.
I would say
it's hard to explain with him and my next pick.
Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys would be in that same vein of like, they're not doing too much, but what they're doing with what they have is enormous.
How do you say his name?
Auerbach.
I saw him at a 7-Eleven with Vanessa, actually.
Okay.
And I wanted to go up and talk to him, but I was like, I have no idea how to say your last name. I'm going to call you Auerbach.
You can just be like,
what's up, Black Keys?
Hello, Dan.
I don't want to be that guy.
Dan. Dan is the easiest name in the English canon.
But then also, too, he looks like every dude.
He does. Yeah. He does. And I've he's been he may not be the best to approach on the street. He seems like kind of a distant fella.
He just really wanted some, I believe it was cigarettes and soda. I believe is what he was loading up on.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I don't blame him for it. Soda's delicious, and cigarettes are they're a real tragedy. They're addictive, and you should never.
I like them so much.
Yeah.
Soda's addictive too.
That's also true.
I like cigarettes. Yeah. They're fun.
Sugar. Okay.
All right, Danger. Who's your next pick?
I would say Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Like he's the same era as Kurt Cobain. But he's like nine Kurt Cobains sort of working in sync.
Yeah.
Like his guitar.
Unreal.
He's so good. He's so good. It makes up for the fact that he is probably rock's worst singer.
He's also a really dull interview.
Is he?
No, he is just unbelievable. I've never seen him excited about anything.
Yeah, I remember reading a thing back in the day, like even before I knew who he was, where he's like, I can't really play guitar anymore. When I go home, I play drums, but I don't really like playing guitar anymore. I'm like, what a miserable state of affairs to be so good at something that it disinterests you.
Have you ever heard his cover of Maggot Brain?
No.
It's on a Mike Watt solo album, Ball Hog or Tugboat. Ooh. And he does...
Watt in the second man or just Mike
before
Watt
the second man, before okay. he had his...
Mike Watt, one of the best bassists of all time, people.
When it was just Mike Watt solo, he did a cover of Maggot Brain that goes on for... And you'll like this because you seem to like lengthy guitar noodling. Probably about 10 or 11 minutes. It goes on for a while. It's amazing.
Okay.
It is unreal.
Cool. Yeah, no, and he's, it's same
didn't
thing
even
with
know,
the...
when I heard it, I didn't even know it was a Funkadelic song. I was
oh,
just like,
yeah. right,
Jay
okay.
Maskus is fucking killing it
yeah,
on this.
Yeah, he's so good. And he has that same sort of, I'm going to take this fuzz tone and make it explode. And these two strings, as I bend it, it's going to sound like an army about to crush you. And then he comes in with this, and I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, his voice is something else.
It's real bad. Mm-hmm. It's real bad. And the, his guitar.
But I feel
guitar,
like it works. I feel like it works.
It works in the, totally. Yeah, like, yeah. That vibe, that sort of like, I'm on the floor and there's hair, but I'm, but just wait 1 second.
But that's also what he's like in interviews. Like, oh, this is the best day of my life. And you're like, okay, yeah. Great, buddy.
So I mean, like, all the vibe you dig about Kurt Cobain, Jay Mascis does, plus he's a virtuoso.
And
that's what I like about him.
I've heard numerous people say the loudest show they've ever seen. Ooh. Is a Dinosaur Jr.
I was on my way to a Dinosaur Jr. concert in Minneapolis. I lived in South Dakota at the time. And
it was a really good show, and there's nothing more. Something happened on the way. What happened?
What the f- You think that was the story?
No, I mean, I was, yeah, I just,
or you thought I wasn't going to get to that part?
No, you know, I just wanted to trail off, do a little comedy, little comedy music, happy funnies.
Hey, we're the comics.
I know.
I'm learning. Pick up a guitar at some point and accompany our.
Do you have your Univox here? I'd be happy to. I mean, I'm a terrible. The real secret here is I'm not very good at guitar.
Anyway, I was on my way to a Dinosaur Jr.
What
concert.
Happened? Did you just go to the show? And it was fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, neat. Sweet. Good, yeah, pretty right. Cool story.
No, my friend was driving. We were driving to Minneapolis, and the muffler falls off his car.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, well, that's a bummer. It's going to be a loud ride the rest of the way. And he was like, man, I just don't know if I can put up with that much noise. I think we should just go back. And I'm like, we're going to a Dinosaur Jr. concert, and you're worried about a muffler right now? I mean, it's good we didn't go. That
you
concert
should be worried
would have
about
killed
the
him.
Big muffler.
Oh,
that's my other thing about Jay Mascis is that he is a huge pedal collector. He has a wall of Big Muffs, which is a fuzz pedal. He has a wall of every version of them in his
house.
Very
nice. Has he ever run them all into one another?
He doesn't need to. His fingers make the fuzz.
That is Vanessa Gritton says, the guitar playing California Raisin. That's a good pick.
They had a guitar player in the California Raisins
thing?
They were a whole band, man.
You know what the lead singer's name was? No one knows this but me. Marvin Grape was the lead singer of the California Raisins.
That holds up.
That is true.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Okay. I like how that sounds.
All right, so I have a pick now.
Your
turn. I'm going to go into the obscure bucket and pull out a guy that not a lot of people know about. His name is Alan Johannes.
Oh, yeah.
He is in bands like he's been with his wife called Eleven. He's in Queens of the Stone Age, them Crooked Vultures. He's currently on tour with PJ Harvey.
Oh, wait, he plays with the Vultures?
Yeah, he was the non-Josh Homme guitar player in
The live touring CD?
Both.
Oh,
both.
All right.
Has his own studio called 11AD. I know a lot about this man. Also wrote an entire sad album about his wife dying where he only plays a cigar box guitar.
Oh, that would be a Natasha.
Yeah.
What's her name? Poor sweet Natasha, the keyboardist for the Queens of the Stone Age as well.
But you ever listen to 11? 11 is fantastic. 11 is just Natasha and Alan and a drummer who occasionally comes in. Sometimes it's Jack Irons. Sometimes it's a guy who went and joined Puddle of Mud. But it was a strange choice when they went that way.
That's wide.
But Alan is amazing. He can do flamenco style. He can do – when you can double up for Billy Gibbons live.
Oh,
which is what he did when Queens was on tour.
That's a very specific sound. Yeah.
He can mimic Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top live, as well as have his own thing. And I've seen him do things that I honestly go, fuck, I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
I follow him on Instagram just because he'll post like loops of himself playing stuff.
Nice.
And it's unreal. Cool. And I'm always the first. I always try to, I love what you're doing.
Boost. Yeah.
So I don't know if a lot of other people are familiar with Alan Johannes, so I don't know how long he's going to stay on our list, but people should check out Alan Johannes.
Yeah,
it's spelled with a J, by the way.
Right.
Alan.
I was going to go with...
You're not going to point out how that first name is spelled?
Yeah, J apostrophe A-L-A-I. No.
J is silent in the first name?
Johannes is spelled J-O-H-A-N-N-E-S.
There it is.
It's very French. And then Alain is A-L-A-I-N. Alain. 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 Alain Johans.
Are you going to keep doing that until we acknowledge you?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I can.
Because I could make that the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Alain.
Yeah.
Alain.
It's a weird episode. Alain. It was just 90 minutes of someone saying Alain.
Yeah.
Alain. At the end, they're like, I just must go get this Alain's albums. Yeah. I have to go get them.
Yeah. And then the CD is just him saying Alain. Over and over.
But with a guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My next pick.
Next pick. Let's hear it.
This pick and the last pick might as well be the same pick. Neil Young.
Interesting.
For the exact same reasons as Kurt Cobain. No one's ever going to say he's one of the technically greatest guitar players. But if you see him live, just the intensity he puts in to playing the guitar. And same thing as Kurt Cobain. He does so much with, you know, feedback and noise. He builds his own pedals. Like, if you ever see him, he's got this huge red box that he built in the 80s. And it's all his own effects. He doesn't,
and it's just filled with Lionel trains.
Yeah, yeah. He builds, he like is a part owner of Lionel trains.
Wait, what the hell is Lionel trains?
It's the trains, yeah, like the model trains. Like, when you see someone with a train driving around their fucking room, Lionel trains. He's a.
This is the obscure hobby of noted pop rock sensation.
Well, not
Neil
just
Young.
That.
It's not even that obscure. He's pretty vocal about it.
Yeah, he's really vocal. He's a part owner. And he's also, he has a disabled son who was way into trains. So Neil Young built a device that allowed his son to operate these trains with his forehead.
And he is that's how Skynet happened.
Exactly. That's also how he runs his effect pedal. He has a kid. It's way progressive.
Oh,
super duper progressive.
God.
Yeah, we should probably just get the dangerous pick after that joke, shouldn't we?
That's amazing.
Okay.
I just want to see that live. I just want to see it.
There you go.
Oh.
That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I admire, you know, the many contributions of, you know, the differently abled.
You don't have, let's not try and make it nice. We all know what that was.
Yeah,
let's not try and make it what it wasn't.
It's a very funny joke. All right, so my next guy is the third most impressive live musician that I've ever seen, Reverend Horton Heat, James Heath.
Is that his real name?
His real name is James Heath, yes. He plays rockabilly music with the big old guitar. I mean, and he's from, I think, what was it, one of the fat cities in Texas. But yeah, so he calls it a guitar. I think it's Corpus Christi.
That's a fat city?
I mean, there's a lot of cities in Texas that are disproportionately overweight, or were at the last census taking.
Well, you're going deep on the poll.
Yeah,
of information.
Yeah. All of my jokes are related to the U.S. Census. Just,
I love that you're like, I'm not so much concerned about his guitar playing, but where he comes from is very rotund.
Yeah,
I think they really should watch the carbs in Corpus Christi.
Yeah,
Corpus Christi, as I call it.
Whoa. Cheese on lots of things is the real concern. I mean, like he's so good. Like, if you need a pick me up, put on Psychobilly Freakout. It is it's a 2-minute jam that's just awesome. He plays so many different kinds of scales, and it never stops. It's great. And then he's got this awesome trick that he did live with Jimbo, his bassist, who's awesome. Also,
stand-up bassist, right?
So yep, that double bass, that big, and he literally.
No, I mean, he just does jokes the whole time, right?
He stands on the bass.
Oh,
yeah, and then puts his hands in his pockets and talks about airline peanuts. It's very very hackneyed. But yeah, like, so.
What's the deal with the low notes?
Yeah, you can be your own Seinfeld in that situation.
That's true.
But yeah, like, he and Jimbo, like, without missing a beat, traded necks, which is to say, now, like.
Of the instruments. They didn't remove their heads.
Yeah, so, like, on the instruments. So, the Reverend is playing his guitar with his right hand, and he's reaching over, and he's doing the bass. And Jimbo's over hitting the chords on the guitar. I mean, it's showmanship, and it's awesome. It's so much fun. But, I mean, past that, like, just the technical prowess of Reverend Horton Heat is so, so good and so much fun to listen to. So when they put Psychobilly Freakout on the very first Guitar Hero back in, what was it, like, 2004, I lost my mind. I'm like, that's the song! I can't believe they chose it! And I would try to play it, and I never got far.
When you played Guitar Hero, as a guitar player, did you actually try to play it like a guitar player?
Yes,
and
then
not win
good.
At all?
No, never won. Yeah, you just hear that.
You're like, but
come on, stop it.
This is how the song goes.
That's how. Yes, that's how you do these motions, Harmonix or whoever it was. Who was it? Was it Harmonix that put a Guitar Hero? I think it was.
Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Boo harmonics making it hard for the...
I thought you were talking about the thing that you can do on a guitar string. I was like, well, there's some harmonics in that, kind of. Yeah.
Jimmy Page complaining about Guitar Hero, like, why would I want to get my grand something that makes him better at guitar than me on Christmas morning?
I just remember friends of mine were recording an album, and they said the engineer of the studio went, I got to go practice real quick.
Yeah.
And he just went and practiced...
On Guitar Hero, on the Guitar Hero controller.
Wait, not the actual instrument?
It's not quite the same. It's not quite the same situation at hand.
Well, may I move on to my pick?
Yeah, feel like I'm trying to restart the feed.
All right, we'll be funny and engaging in the meantime.
Oh shit!
Pressure's on.
Well, my next pick is Merle Travis, who is a kind of an old country guy. Is not someone that I know a ton about. I know some of his stuff, but the reason I know about him is because when I started learning guitar, there was something called Travis picking, and I went, well, that's my name, so I have to know what that is.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
this,
we use
right?
your thumb, you, we use your you... thumb and your finger to do the bass notes. Finger style stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I got into Merle Travis because I wanted to learn what Travis picking was,
and then talk shit about how I'm egotistical. Come on now.
But then that's another one of those things where he's someone who added to the lexicon of guitar playing. Uh-huh. He's someone who invented a thing that did not exist before, and now there's a certain way that you can, as one guy I was in a band with said, finger fuck the guitar that is different than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that worthy of the list.
A little crude. Yeah.
A really crude.
Yeah.
And then that guy became a lady, and it was a very confusing time for all of us.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. How's she doing?
Not sure. We weren't really friends when he was a guy.
Okay.
And then he was taking out the fact that he wanted to be a girl on everyone around him.
Yeah.
And then I come to find out later that he had become a lady.
I hope
she's happy.
She is happier
That's
now.
That's exactly how I feel.
Damn it. Sorry.
I don't. I lost track of what we're talking about.
I was saying that my favorite.
I don't want anyone to be happy.
That's true.
Just move on. What's your next pick, Adam?
My next pick.
Yes.
This is almost certainly going to get kicked off the list, and I will be furious because he's probably not my favorite guitar player, but probably my second favorite guitar player, at least who's active today, maybe not of all time. And I know it's a long shot. Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
That dude does not mess around.
Lindsey Buckingham, for one thing,
it's a dude.
Yeah,
there are. He's one of the three dudes named Lindsey.
Name the other two. Go.
Graham, the senator, boo. Although I mean, he's showing some backbone standing up against Trump, so hooray there. And then the silly guy from the Naked Gun, Leslie. No, that's
that
Leslie
is.
Nielsen. I'm sorry, Leslie Nielsen. Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
Better known to his friends as Lindsey, so he's not wrong.
That's his middle name.
Yeah,
Lindsey Buckingham. One of the few guitar players. He plays lead guitar, electric lead guitar, with his fingers.
He sure
doesn't
does.
Use a pick, has his fingernails manicured so as to use them as guitar picks. This is always, I think, the best argument for how great Lindsey Buckingham is. When he quit Fleetwood Mac in the 80s, they hired two people to replace him.
And I have listened to Lindsey Buckingham tracks, and I was like, there are two guitar players.
If you listen to The Dance, which is the live album that came out around the time they reunited in the 90s, there's a version of Big Love that you would swear there's three people playing acoustic guitar, and it's all just him. And it's so, so incredible. And he's so underrated. Like, people hear Fleetwood Mac, and they're like, yeah, that's your parents' band, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But Lindsey Buckingham is just on a different plane than most guitar players.
It's that same thing with the Travis picking.
He can afford the private plane.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got a lot of that Fleetwood Mac money.
He's got that Saturday Night Live money from being in that sketch.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rumors of
You remember the sketch? What was the sketch?
What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
It was,
he said, she said, they said.
I might watch a lot of SNL. It was Kenan Thompson's talk show, and he would have Lindsey Buckingham on as a guest every time and then never get to asking him any questions.
Until the very last time that they did it, they had the actual Lindsey Buckingham on next to Bill Hader, also dressed as Lindsey Buckingham. I like to over-explain things. I don't know if I've made that clear yet. That's one of my...
I'm glad you gave the context, though, because I have watched Saturday Night Live, and I've fast-forwarded through that sketch because it's the same sketch every time, and I've never really thought it was very funny.
Okay, good. Yeah. Lindsey Buckingham.
Sounds good. Okay.
All right. Who's our next pick?
Okay. I submit something that not a whole lot of people, same deal. Not a lot of people will know this, and I encourage everybody to go home. Well, you're home. Look up Made from Dirt by Chris Whitley.
Oh, Chris Whitley.
Chris Whitley, he had a picking style that is incendiary. He played he played some like kind of bluesy rock in the 90s. But I know him from when he plays acoustic, and he plays this very specific kind of acoustic guitar called a resonator. One of the coolest sounds that you can get out of an acoustic guitar, because it's made out of metal.
Yeah.
And he made a slide out of a bicycle handle like back in like 1988 or 87. And then he just used that in like one guitar his entire career. And just the stuff that he manages to get out of like just the patterns and that same thing with the Brian May kind of accuracy. He's got that kind of accuracy and that virtuosic picking. And just like it's six strings and it's acoustic. But like when he brings the thunder, when he really gets complicated, it's some of the most impressive stuff out there. Like I knew going out there that like I want to get a resonator guitar one day, and they're insanely expensive. And then suddenly, after I had proposed to my dear sweet fiance at the time, she gave me a resonator guitar that was a very good resonator guitar that I didn't know was in within reach for common mortals like you and I. And it's a dear friend, and it sounds so good. Oh, it sounds so good. Mm. But yeah.
What was his name?
Chris Whitley, Whitley, Made from Dirt is my favorite. I mean, he's got a lot of like really kind of coffee shops.
What's the one with the drawings on the cover?
That
a child did it, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
That's where I came in.
Yeah,
that album.
Yeah, he tried to be like a folk rock dude in the 90s. He had some hits, but like the stuff that I really liked by him was very tender and intimate, like the stuff that you would feel like you'd see playing live in a coffee shop. And like at a time where I was only interested in punk rock and like the most fireworks sort of like turbo rock and roll volume as possible, he had this way of making tenderness enormous, just huge. Huge. He's got a thing. Hotel Vast Horizon is like one of the best coffee shop albums. It's really good.
Tenderness enormous is what I call private time with my wife.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That sounds hot. Yeah.
I've never heard of Chris Whitley, but I'm a fan of the resonator guitar.
Yeah, he was the king of the resonator guitar.
I saw Ryan Adams play a Hank Williams song on a resonator guitar, and at one point, for lack of a better way to put it, whipped it into such a frenzy that he stopped playing and reached in his pocket and pulled out a cigarette and lit it. And the whole time, it just still sounded crazy. It was one of the coolest things.
So it was resonating. It was just like...
Yeah, it was resonating.
And then he's like, sure, all right, it's going
to
feed back. I got time. Boom, light a cigarette.
It was
cool, get it. And then back in kind of thing?
Yes.
Nice.
It was really, yeah. If you
electrify a resonator, they sound like a furious army from hell.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, Travis. Next
can
pick.
I call an audible on one of my picks? I don't think there's on either one of your lists. Can I call an audible?
You
on
sure
one?
Can, yeah. Hear it, buddy.
I'm gonna put Annie Clark, better known as Saint Vincent, on my list.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah.
She's really, really cool. We're making a boys' club, and
yeah, we are.
I want to throw a lady in there that I enjoy, and I am a big fan of hers.
What a bunch of sexist assholes we
right.
are!
Right, that's what I wanted to point out. Really, with that pick, that was really the only.
Not
reason
a single woman on anyone's list. Mm.
I mean,
except
I got
this guy.
Oh,
somebody's an ally.
Saint Vincent's a good pick.
Yeah, but, thank you.
But can we dismantle the patriarchy, guys? Can we do it?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not invested in the patriarchy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm cool being a cuck in the name of dismantling the patriarchy.
Cuck.
Such as it is.
Yeah, that's a good pick. What do we got? I have two left. So
I would have two after that one as well.
I got.
Would
a bunch.
You? Wouldn't I?
No,
because he started. You're the final rotation. Then we each have two more, right? Am I wrong?
No, we got one more. One more.
One more.
Adam's got two more. I have one more. You got one more.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I called an audible.
And you so did then call
now,
an audible.
Now I'm all right. That's great. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. My next pick. This is a little more mainstream.
Jack White of the White Stripes.
Of the White Stripes.
Of the
and of the Jack White Band.
Okay.
Yeah. And of solo fame, of the Raconteurs.
Of the Upholsterers. Of
the Dead Weather. He was an upholsterer before he was.
But he also had a group called the Upholsterers with him and another guy, and they made music at the upholstery shop before he did White Stripes.
Okay. I'm Jack sure it was White. Very simple.
One of my favorite documentaries, it's called, have you seen It Might Get Loud?
I sure have.
I have not. I need to.
Jack White builds a fucking guitar out of like driftwood and found metal in his backyard.
And a Coke bottle. Cool.
Yeah. And it's one of the coolest things. Like that's how that documentary opens, is him just like rummaging the woods for guitar making materials.
And then he's just playing it with it's great.
Yeah. It's really
great. Like a slide, like a bottle slide.
Yeah. But it's one string and he just makes it like, he goes, who needs a guitar? It's like, kind of, I think what he says at the end of it.
Said the multimillionaire. Whatever,
oh,
Jack
don't
White.
Be that way.
Who needs a guitar? I mean, he needed a guitar for his career, buddy.
Yeah.
Man.
A piece of shit Sears guitar that's like $3,000 now.
An airline? Hell, dude, those things are awesome.
Yeah, but they were...
When they released them in the 60s, they were considered to be, you know, sort of lower end.
Yeah, I know.
But they sound rad. They've always sounded...
I know they do. That's...
Totally want one of those guys.
One of my favorite guitar players.
Yeah, that's right.
But he's another one that I think is kind of underrated in a way. Like people, I don't know. I feel like people have a weird relationship with
Jack
White.
I will say Black Math is the solo that got me trying to learn how to play solos.
Yeah.
And it's rad. It's such a rad. And that was like my first experience with White Stripes was Seven Nation Army and then Black Math.
Yeah.
I don't see math.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I just see color. That's all I see. He just sees color.
What I like about this is kind of a theme, but I like that, you know, he really makes his guitar playing, especially with the White Stripes, he really made his guitar playing work within a very specific framework.
Yeah.
Like they had a sound. He had like he's great technically as a guitar player, but you know, he was working with a drummer who wasn't great. Like,
no.
Meg White was a terrible drummer. But that was on purpose. Like, it...
Right. It was kind of minimalist.
Yeah, and it... And
the same thing with the Black Keys. Like, they found a little box, and they said, let's see how big we can make that box.
Dan Auerbach's sister?
No. I mean, they... I don't know. They're all white people, and white people all look the same.
But he's a guy.
Yeah.
So that was... Because you said it was the same thing with the Black Keys, and I was like, "Oh, they're brother and sister."
Oh,
look, it made sense in my head.
The White Stripes and the Black Keys,
get married,
and then they form Gray.
Jeff Mesa, did anyone suggest the Honky Tonk Man yet? You mean the wrestler? No one has suggested the Honky Tonk. The wrestler, the Honky Tonk Man. Nothing.
I'm sorry.
Travis Clark.
I don't know that one.
It feels so good to be the only one in the room to not know these references. Or just the one for once, anyways.
All right.
Well, I also don't know everybody.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, to not be
it's
the
nice
only,
to share
you.
That because I'm always the only one going, I haven't seen that movie.
It is interesting that you were agreeing with me, but I wasn't understanding you. I think it's a lot to say about how you perceive the world and how you were coming across.
Cool.
Because I wasn't sure that you were agreeing that we both didn't know what that was.
Best part is I'm actually a politician and I'm running for office right now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You have my vote.
Cool.
I wasn't a convicted felon.
All right, let's see what we can do about
that. That'll do it every time. Yeah. Did you say, let's see what we can do about that?
Yeah, I think that felons should have their voting rights restored.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Sorry if I just lost some votes out there.
I was like, what are you going to do?
I mean, very little in a city council position, but you know, we'll get into that at the end. It's very exciting.
All right, fine. Danger.
Final picks.
Final
picks. Okay. I really want to represent the ladies now because I had Chet Atkins because Chet Atkins is the country gentleman. He's in a league of his own. And then I thought Khaki King.
Oh, Khaki King.
Khaki King.
She was on my alternate list.
Yeah, Khaki King is one of those musician where like she's doing things with the guitar that don't make sense. And like you can watch her do these things and she'll like come away from the strings and then like kind of set the guitar on the ground and then walk away and then it's still making noises and you don't know how. It's like she's a magician with the strings and it's weird. And like the timing that she does, like she's got like weird odd timings that like, again, if you understand music theory, It's exhilarating. It's a little difficult to approach as a casual listener. But yeah, she's complex. She's a handful.
What I think is interesting is that a lot of the people on this list, for the reasons that you're saying, are people who started off as drummers and then picked up guitar. Hmm. Jay Mascis started as a drummer.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain started as a drummer.
Dave Jack Grohl. King, yeah. Started as a drummer.
Started as a drummer.
Yeah. Meg White stayed as a drummer.
Still, we
Dave Grohl could stay a drummer. I'd prefer that.
You know what? Dave Grohl is a magnificent drummer, and he's better at drums than he is at guitar. His guitar playing is very good, and his songwriting is exceptional.
Right? Yeah.
But yeah, when
Sonic
he drums
Highways was garbage. But.
Yeah. When he drums though, it is again a furious army from the bowels of hell, and it's so nice.
I like it.
Oh man. So I got to do my See, I will tell you the hardest thing for me was narrowing this down to 5. That was the hardest thing for me.
I have like 10 on mine.
So because you didn't say him, I'm going to call a second audible.
Second audible.
And I'm going to put him on just so I can Joshua Homme of Caius, Queens of the Stone Age,
yes.
The Wicked Vultures.
It's interesting that you pick Alan Johannes and his guitar soulmate Josh Homme, because I would have picked Josh Homme's right on my list.
I know you said him on the way up.
He is, yeah. He's one of my favorite guitarists. He's cool and slick, and the stuff that he does is like he skips notes where he shouldn't, and it's like oh did you no that's my style, bro, and he's. He's just awesome.
It would be weird if I didn't pick him because I've been obsessed with him for like almost 20 years now.
As well you should be.
Yeah, and I have like all the same guitar equipment he has. Like I've gone through.
You got
like
a 335?
No, I have a Motor Av Bel Air. I have an Ovation GP. I have, I'm trying to get an Echo Park Esperanza. I'm very obsessed with the man as a player and a musician and a producer even.
Side note. Producer, have you heard the CRX album yet?
I have not.
Okay, I went to go see the Jacuzzi Boys play over in Echo Park, or not Echo, but like just East LA. I can't remember specifically. And Jacuzzi Boys are awesome. It's really thrashy, simple, you know, dumb rock for dumb people, and I adore it. And then they were opening up for CRX, and it's the dude from the Strokes. And the dude from the Strokes.
There's a lot of dudes from the Strokes.
Sorry, it's the guitarist.
Are all dudes.
The guitar player from the Strokes who, again, doesn't. I mean, this doesn't narrow it down either, but the whole thing is just he does not give a shit. Nick Alexander? Nick something? Nick Valenti. Yeah. And they, like, the whole time this band does not look up from the ground. They look so bored, and the music they're playing is fantastic, and they could not give less of a shit. And then in walks Josh Homme, and I'm like, yo, what are you doing here? It turns out he produced their album.
Oh, my God. Well, now I have to go get it.
Yeah. The music is superb. Don't go see them live. It's gonna be a little disappointing because they don't engage with the audience. But, like, I'm staring at this 6'3" ginger Elvis beautiful man, and I'm like, I want to tell you that you basically built me as a guitarist, Josh Homme, but I also don't want to be that guy, you know? So,
yeah.
Because he was getting mobbed with people.
I've been that guy for you several times.
Yeah.
I've gone up to him and weirded him out several times.
he does seem like a real prince about it. I mean, not as prince-like as Prince, of course. But Josh Homme, if you're out there, keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, like he's going to quit.
No, I love it. He keeps doing stuff and it's still cool.
But he's
If I Had a Tail, that's like the best Queens of the Stone Age song they've put out.
Yeah, If I Had a Tail is
so
amazing.
Good. It's so good.
But he's literally been making a living as a musician since he was a teenager. I don't think he's going to quit.
Lucky,
I think he's
lucky man.
I think he's sticking with it.
He figured it out real early past the rest of us, and he's just as cool as it gets.
That's a good pick.
Yep.
You
got one more?
I really want to see Stones or Queen of the Stone Age in concert.
I have seen them over 30 times.
Holy wow. Did you see them at the Forum?
I did see them at the Forum.
On Halloween? Yes, that was so rad.
But I saw them once in 99 or 2000, I can't remember, at the Troubadour. And it was like they had kind of only had one album. Rated R hadn't even come out yet.
Ooh.
And I was watching them play and I went, oh, this is my favorite band. This is going to be my favorite band forever.
Yeah. They're nice. Really great.
Kicking it with Regular John.
Yeah.
Like, ah!
So good.
So good.
Okay, so my last pick, this is an obvious one. Anyone who knows me, Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
Prince is in the liaison.
As there's a portrait of the man over there by your...
Yes, there is. Yeah. I have yet to hang it up. Jeff got me that for Christmas. Jeff May, thank you very much.
Oh, Jeff May gives Christmas presents? I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I know. Just to me. Just to me.
He will give me the gift of punching soon.
Prince, one of my... I think he's also a little underrated. I think he's a guy
people think of him.
Like I've known people. I've brought this up, and I've had people go, "Oh, Prince plays guitar."
Yeah,
it's like
hear on those recordings is Prince doing it.
He plays guitar, drums, bass, keyboards.
Another polymath.
The problem that Prince has is that he is virtuoso at every instrument.
Oh yeah. I think one of my favorite just music moments in general was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony when Prince got inducted. It was just a few weeks after Rolling Stone had put out their list of the 100 best guitar players of all time, and Prince didn't even make the list, which that alone is a travesty.
If only you were wearing a t-shirt.
It's named for me because I'm so fucking difficult to be around.
Hey, look, you know what? I'm enjoying our time together.
Oh, thank you. I am too.
Oh, you know what? Thank you.
And
Knuckles.
Prince got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone. They were both inducted at the same time. And at the All-Star Jam.
Oh, God, has his name been Jan this whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And during the big All-Star Jam at the end, they play While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Mm. Oh, and he just fucking destroys it.
It's one of the few Prince videos you can find readily available
online. He's got the Telecaster in that one, right?
Yeah, he's playing a Telecaster. Yeah. He plays this like 4-minute solo that is just so fucking entertaining. At one point, his security guard stands in front of the stage and Prince just falls back and keeps playing. And like lays on his back for a while the security guard holds him up. Then he pushes him back up. And then at the end of the solo, he just takes his guitar off and fucking throws it out in the air. Because he had someone there to catch it. But he just throws it, walks off stage like, fuck this. I just destroyed. And he did.
Yeah.
And it's because he's the best.
You know what another thing he did that I think was amazing that a lot of people didn't even know that it was kind of a similar kind of thing? When he did the Super Bowl a few years ago, well, I guess it was like 10 years ago now that he did the Super Bowl halftime.
Okay.
He came out, and in the middle of it, he just starts playing The Best of You by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, yeah.
For like no discernible reason.
Looks like someone here doesn't watch the Super Bowl.
No.
You're lost.
I wanted to see if we could record this during the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right? Oh, no, we had a video. Never mind. No. I just didn't think about it.
The only reason he played the Best of You is because he didn't give Foo Fighters the permission to release the Darling Nikki cover that they did.
Oh, so it was just spite?
Yeah. Oh. I think it was playful spite. I don't think it was like...
Sure, I'm sure the Foo Fighters, I mean, they didn't need the boost
their
in sales.
Their Darling Nikki cover is fantastic.
Yes, it is. It is
really great.
One of the greater covers. All right, quick sidebar. Can we agree on like what's the best cover song of all time?
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't we be able to just decide that at the
I mean, just real quick.
That seems like another cast altogether.
I submit I Will Survive as performed by Cake. It's my favorite cover.
I will submit Get Your Freak On by the Eels.
Jumpin' Jack Flash by Alex Chilton.
This is, okay. Ooh. I'll have to look into all these. I mean, I love the Eels. The Eels are amazing. All right, cool. So we have a complete list.
Yeah, now it's time to start kicking shit off the list.
All right.
Danger.
All right.
You go first.
All right. So, I mean...
It's hard to kill your babies.
It is hard to kill your babies, and I'm gonna take.
That's why you're gonna kill one of mine.
This feels unwise, but I'm gonna kill one of Adam's. So I'm gonna cross out Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah.
You are a piece of human garbage.
Oh, yeah.
And I.
You know what he just pulled? He's pulled a Courtney.
Yeah.
He just straight up crossed out Kurt Cobain.
Yep. Way to be the Courtney Love.
The handwriting doesn't match. It's clearly written by a different hand.
All right. Who am I going to kick off? What a difficult...
I mean, the argument should be made that like the obscurity of a person, it sucks, but it would figure into whether or not they...
Oh, is that why you kicked Kurt Cobain off? Because he's so obscure?
Man, I wish more people were familiar with him.
Out there. You, Adam, did not.
All right,
obscure.
I'm gonna. Are you allowed to kill your own babies?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'm gonna take Merle Travis off because I just don't think enough people are familiar with him.
Yeah, I mean, I know Travis Picking, and I was gonna do that, but I also thought I'd give it a minute before I immediately made. Because I mean, Adam already doesn't like me, and it's okay.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, so it's okay.
But you've been on the cast more than once, so I think that says something.
Yeah, I think I'm the. Am I still in sixth place?
Mm-hmm.
As far as attendance consistency. Hey, look at that.
Someone was trying to book me for a show while we were talking.
Okay.
Wow.
So I just I did that.
Would that be the professional actor or the astrophysicist or the astrologer?
What?
Brian Cox.
Hey. You don't have to say the person's name.
That's why I didn't say his name, and then you got confused.
Oh, my God. All right. Is it my turn to kick someone off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you got
all right.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff on this list.
No, that's the
problem.
It's
a meaty list.
Just because I don't, I'm gonna kick Reverend Horton Heat off the list because
it's a tough choice.
Who gives a fuck about Reverend Horton?
I love Reverend Horton Heat.
I don't really have an argument beyond that.
Right. Okay.
You're not one of the Heat Heads?
No, I am.
That's what his fans are called, right? The Heat Heads.
All right.
Go up to a Reverend Horton Heat fan. Just call him the Heat Head.
Reverend Horton Heat and the Hortones. Does he call his band the Hortones? Please tell me yes.
How many people do we cross out?
One at a time.
We each get two. So this is your last.
Oh, we remove two. Okay.
Yeah, this part normally takes a little longer, but it's okay. Fine. It's going. We're cruising right along.
We're just murdering guitar players.
Cruising right along. All right.
Someone says, what? Merle Travis was massively influential.
Yes,
said he wasn't.
No, he was a treasure. He was national treasure.
That was Adam Frederick who left that comment.
Well, I just want to make a point out that was the whole reason I listed him.
Uh-huh.
That was the whole point.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
All right, Jimi Hendrix. He's off.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
What is your fucking problem?
Holy, it's
going to get saved.
People on that list?
Yeah. Because every greatest guitar list has him at number one, and I would appreciate it for once if we could acknowledge the contributions of lesser guitarists or other guitarists.
I don't know.
I don't.
You know what then?
What's up?
See you, Brian May.
No!
See you later.
Brian May is the girl.
Oh, this is so much fun.
Isn't it?
I like it. Yeah. You know what? I was gonna be diplomatic and kick one of mine off, but fuck that. I'm gonna kick Chris Whitley off. No one's gonna pick him.
That's fine.
Whitley.
I love Chris Whitley. That's for me and me alone.
So that takes
and Travis. And I'm delighted you know who Chris Whitley is.
I love Chris Whitley. I've seen Chris Whitley live. I agree with everything you said about him.
After he died, I wrote a eulogy and put it out there into the world. We've lost a shining star.
It was a heroin thing, right? Was that what he
had? No, he had lung cancer.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he had a heroin problem for a while.
I think so. Yeah, he was skinny as sin.
You can't write that music that good without
riding the horse. He was an unhealthy man.
You don't get on that. There's a trade-off. Yeah. There's a trade-off with being a musical genius. A music genius is how much.
No, it's a musical
that.
Genius. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, Travis, who are you saving?
Did I get to save someone that got kicked off?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm saving Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to save Jimmy.
That's fine.
That how would you kick Jimmy Hendrix?
I was considering Lindsey Buckingham as well. I'm not as familiar with Lindsey Buckingham's contribution.
I would have
music.
Murdered you.
I'm glad you didn't.
Oh, that would have been an interesting moment.
That would have been a very special episode.
Yeah. Imagine all the people missing this live stream. Mm-hmm. How disappointed they'd be if I just murdered Danger. All right, so I'm gonna put the poll up now. The people watching at home are going to vote and decide which what the top five is.
It's a lot of people on that list.
Well, it's going to be a list of 10, and they're going to narrow it down to five.
Isn't it 11 because I saved someone?
No, we had 15 on the list. We each kicked two off. That took it down to 9, and then you saved one. So now we're back up to 10. And the 10 we have left, Jay Maskus.
Yes.
Alain Johannes, Neil Young, Lindsey Buckingham, St. Vincent, Jack White, Khaki King, Josh Homme.
Mm-hmm. Homme like commie.
And Prince.
Or mommy.
He always said Homme like commie. That's how I heard him say it. And yeah. Look.
Oh, and Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I forgot. If Brian May is not going to win, Prince should win.
Well, Brian May is not going to win because...
Are we campaigning for people now? Are we allowed to do that?
It's my whole life at this moment.
Oh, yeah. You can absolutely campaign for people while I put the list up.
I'm going to do that now. Talk amongst yourselves.
I've seen and given Josh Homme so much of my money that I think he should win.
Yeah. If Josh Homme wins, I will be very happy because there's Josh Homme for guitar and songwriting and just being rad. And then there's John K. Sampson from The Weaker Than of just like the greatest lyricist walking the planet currently. He's untouchable. Like those two people were the most influential people for me learning to want to play music. So yeah, I, Josh Homme, can you imagine if I could get a high five from Josh Homme?
It's a reach.
Oh yeah. I have two regrets in my life, and one is very personal, but the other one is that I had the opportunity to ask Bill Nye for a high five, and I didn't, and I should have.
Bill Nye, underrated guitar player.
Yeah, he's real good.
Really underrated.
Yeah. He's got this flubber.
He was originally known as Bill Nye the Shredder Guy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know that.
He's great.
Really, really technically proficient guitar
player. I mean, there are three people in my life that I want to get high fives from. It's Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson, and Josh Homme. And like, if I can just manage that, I'll be like, all right, cool.
If you'd have made the last one, Brian May,
You can't high five Brian May though. You can just be like, you're a perfect, brilliant brain. You're like it. If we could pick one person to shoot into space and represent mankind, I'm picking Brian May.
Well, then we're killing him.
Yeah. I mean, with the advanced life support system that he would create out of asteroid dust, I'm sure along the way.
So we're not just fucking launching,
just flinging a body out past the orbit of our planet. I'm saying, like, if we can get an ambassador of humanity, like
Dr. May, we respect you so much. We're going to murder you with space. Thank you for all you've given us.
That's quite all right. I'll find a way around it.
Okay, the poll is live.
Yep.
If there anyone, it is. I'm going to go in and vote.
Oh,
I'm going to vote for
Lindsey Buckingham
because he's not going to win, but he deserves it. He's my sentimental favorite.
Boop-a-doop-a-doop. All right. Well, I will.
Who do we think this audience is going to?
Of course, it's going to go Jimi Hendrix.
I think it's going to go to Prince. I think Prince is going to. I think Prince
this
is gonna
crowd.
Bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, we know. I mean, let's be honest. Preferences of Mr.
Should,
TB.
It should go to Prince.
Yeah.
Where right now, Lindsey Buckingham's in the lead. It looks like.
Yeah, not a lot of people have voted yet.
Mm. Where's it? Oh, it's on. Wait. Oh, on. Whatever. I vote Prince. And or you know what, if you got to pick one between Prince and Josh Homme,
you can actually
and Brian May, write in Brian May, people.
You can actually make multiple votes.
Oh, you can vote for all of them. Well, Jimmy's winning now.
Look at that, I'm killing it.
Adam. You're fucking murdering.
Come on. All right, where is this Facebook groups? All right, here we go. This is gonna be great radio right here.
What do you mean? You think we can't? You think me and Travis can't carry
the
podcast?
Yeah, you think we can't talk for a while while you
no, yeah, I'm gonna get my phone out.
You conceited fuck.
Well, how fucking stupid are you in a smartphone if you can't figure out how to get on the thing real quick?
Slash.
Oh Jesus, he might be right.
Yeah, this is. You know, you could just search for that, right?
Yeah, I know, but I looked at a thing and I want to do it. Unpause.
Oh, I just noticed that the camera was like pointing at the ceiling.
What? What camera?
The whole time?
It's fine. No, not the whole time. Oh. Just the last couple minutes.
This camera?
Yeah. You know why?
Yeah, see? Look. Danger, look at the screen.
Hey, it's my head.
Literally above their heads the whole time. That was the problem.
How do I join? Wait. Oh, you got a. It's a closed group. Thank you, Angie. Okay. Now how do I get back in? You're gonna vote for five people. I want to vote for a few.
I'm letting the people decide. I'm not gonna.
Right.
I'm not gonna Russia this election. I'm not gonna.
There we go.
Well, oh, you're not. I am. Vote for Prince. There you go. Absolutely. Vote for Prince. Vote for Lindsey Buckingham. Honestly, everyone else on the list is garbage.
That's interesting because it feels like you've just now adopted that opinion. It feels like that's just changed.
No, that's been my stance.
You were much more charitable earlier.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I really love that the video was just the corner of the room for a while.
Hey, if it was going to be anybody at the top of anybody's head, I mean, I at least have some interesting styling up top.
We're on a really bare bones budget here.
Yeah, a lot of other people in the room controlling things. Uh huh. We don't have a control room.
Oh, my girlfriend voted for Jack White. Good choice. I like it.
Thank you, Angie.
Oh, Jeff voted for Lindsey Buckingham.
Jeff, why didn't you vote for Josh Homme? I told you it's the only thing I wanted.
Also, Brian May.
Being with Jeff May is just a constant battle.
Who else is? Who else is getting votes? Only Neil Young has not gotten any votes.
Yeah, Neil Young, don't give me that.
What is that?
Compared to Prince, compared to the virtuosos we have on the list.
I know. It's fine.
And a Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
St. Vincent,
vote. One vote?
From Vanessa.
Sweet. Look, St. Vincent has the coolest guitar that's come out in the past 5 years.
That's the whole reason I went to NAMM last year, was just so I could play that signature model before it came out.
It's so cool.
It's really cool.
It's really, really cool.
It's the first signature guitar I've ever wanted to own.
Yeah, and it's specifically made for a woman's figure, you know? And seriously, that's why they invented it.
I know that's what they say, but when I play it, it doesn't suit you. No, it does.
Doesn't,
it's fine.
It doesn't it, contour to your felt, to your unique curves.
It felt fine, is what I'm saying. I think it's. I guess that having not been a woman, I don't know if that factors in.
You've never been a woman?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. You know,
That doesn't add up.
It doesn't.
Doesn't add up.
Your face in that moment was my favorite thing.
Okay, so we're gonna leave this here poll going. We're going to pull up online-stopwatch.com. Trust them for all your online-stopwatch
needs. We have that money coming in, right?
They are not an official sponsor, but boy, are we pushing for it.
Yeah.
We're going to keep this poll going for another 90 seconds.
I thought you were going to say minutes, and I was like, boy,
yep, nope.
We need to talk about some other stuff.
Yeah, if we could just kill for time for another 90
minutes. Now, what do you think? Wahlhaus is supposed to be the best guitarist.
Wahlhaus?
You think he has a preference for the creations of man?
Wahlhaus plays all the guitars.
Yeah.
That's what we call the Denver Airport horse.
Oh!
Me and Jeff did a whole Christmas special.
And it was my favorite thing at Christmas.
I got to tell you,
with doom on the horizon, you brought me so much joy with the Wahlhaus Christmas. Thank you. I don't think enough people say thank you for what you do, Adam Todd Brown.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you. Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? Thank us.
Yeah. Yeah.
By voting for Josh Homme.
Right.
That's how you could thank us.
Yeah. Josh, please come on the show so I can geek out. Please just come on the show and just sit there and just smile.
30 seconds
the
left.
The greatest gifts.
30 seconds left to make Josh Homme. American guitar idol.
And he says, one more thing, buddy. Reaches that hand all the way up there.
You got
all
that high five.
6'8", and I got to jump for it, and I kind of miss a little bit, but we laugh. And I would be so happy. I would be so happy. He's a really good guitarist, is what I'm saying, and he's a really great songwriter and a real, real, real chill fella.
All right, time's up. Here we go.
Did I pick the winner? Did I nail it?
Let's see.
What do we got?
In.
Boop,
doop,
boop. Look at that.
Is it Prince?
Yeah,
it's Prince.
The winning picks from 5-1. Josh Homme, number 5.
Number 5.
Yep.
Lindsey Buckingham, number 4.
It's interesting.
I like it. Yeah, he's great, though. Jimi Hendrix, number 3.
Getting the bronze medal.
Makes sense. Jack White, number 2.
Interesting choice, but he's rad. So.
And Prince, number 1.
He's a great guitarist, and then towering above them all, Brian.
Yeah, we almost should have just made it everyone besides Prince.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been an honorable mention. And then just sort of float out from there. But also, if Brian May was on the list, then this would be a different situation.
I still think Prince would have won.
You think Prince would have won over Brian May?
You know why?
Yeah, I think Prince would have beat Brian May.
We don't have Prince anymore.
Yeah.
It's true. But again, I got to go see Brian May in the year of our Lord 2015.
Okay, we're talking about Prince. Prince won. I don't know why you're letting this person who was not even on the...
Yeah, he got cut. He's not even on it.
I mean, because he's my number one choice.
I saw Prince in concert... twice?
Nice.
Maybe 3 times. Twice.
Yeah.
I saw him on 7707 in Minneapolis.
Mm.
That's like the most Prince thing to see is in Minneapolis, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's just the most Prince experience.
Nice. And I saw him in Omaha. I was in row 7. It was fantastic. Ooh. Someone left a comment and said, of course Prince is going to win. It's Adam's podcast.
Yes.
I don't always win. I didn't win the soundtracks thing. These fucking people picked Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Right?
No. It's look, best strong, soundtrack. Strong soundtrack, but how are you going to do anything better than Harry Potter?
No, and the best soundtrack is 28 Days Later.
Or Star Wars. Star Wars and Harry Potter for me. I can't place 28 Days Later.
It's just very
the only reason I won the wrestling, I wasn't even on the Best Wrestlers podcast, but no one picked Macho Man Randy Savage, so when it came time to save someone,
the Prince of Wrestlers,
I added him, and he won. That's not my fault.
Look, we will have an inherent bias towards your picks because we're in your house,
but I mean,
sir.
Can I just point out, as a guitar-playing fan,
yeah,
there's no losers in this one. Anyone who won is a good pick.
New. If Prince
that
beats,
being said, Josh Homme should have won.
Hang on. If Prince beats Jack White, you're all racist. How does that work? Isn't that the opposite? Aren't we more enlightened?
If Prince beats Jack White, we're all racists?
Yes.
No, yeah, I buy that. I have no idea what that means.
Look, personally, whoever wins, I'm still a racist. It doesn't. I don't know if you realize how that works.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you're wearing flannel.
Exactly.
You're a white man.
Uh-huh.
You're like a slightly more handsome Steve Bannon.
Ouch.
That is the nicest backhanded compliment I've ever received.
Yeah.
Josh Androsky posted a thing the other day. Mm-hmm. It was a side-by-side picture of Steve Bannon and Michael Shannon, the actor.
You know, Yeah.
And it's
Michael Shannon plus cigarette equals Steve Bannon. And it was
that actually was not the joke, but I'm going to leave it at that since you wanted to
but
take it
up. Made me so happy.
No, he said Steve Bannon looks like Michael Shannon if he did a supersize me where he just ate cigarettes.
I see.
Your version was good, too.
That's just what I saw. I thought that was the whole thing. I guess it wasn't.
Sorry, Josh Androsky.
Right. Call me back. We need to figure out our show here. Josh Androsky.
Oh, my God. All right. So this was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was a good time.
We have
Macho Man, also the greatest corporate spokesman ever.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
It's the first thing I think of when I think of Macho Man Randy Savage is him saying that exact phrase.
Right. Except he would never eat one of those.
He wouldn't?
No.
I mean, it makes sense. They're gross.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not gross. They're
first ingredients, mechanically separated chicken.
And then he snapped into a cardiac.
I don't want hands touching my chicken.
No.
Separate that with mechanics.
Yeah.
It's a fucking dusty auto mechanic.
A bunch of mechanics on Riverside just ripping chickens apart. It is just the worst snack. It is so terrible.
All right. We should get out of here. Danger, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I'm running
too bad. Hit it, Brett. Go ahead.
I'm running for city council in Glendale, and it's very exciting. Please visit bit.ly/VanGorder2017.
I went tight on your face while you were talking.
Or just search Crowd Pack and look for Mike Van Gorder. And please throw in a donate or a pledge to volunteer or something like that. I'm a working class guy. The people who know the show know me. I'm a regular fella like you. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen, a lot of references I just don't get. I want to represent the people. You know, I want to represent the people and not special interests and big money, which I'm up against a dude who owns a car dealership in my hometown. And I'm interested to see if big ideas and small donations can beat big money. So, yeah.
Is a dude who owns a car dealership really big money, though?
Yeah.
That's not what I think of when I think of the man.
Okay. There are other men, I'm sure, that are friends with that guy who will want to help him out with donations of their own. Either way, I'm just doubling down on the public service thing and trying to make a go of it because we live in a different society than we did a year ago, and there's a lot of energy out there, and I look forward to the Unpops crowd supporting their main man.
That's me.
They're second man. They're second place. Mm. Sorry, sixth place.
Okay,
they're honorable mention person. Yeah, I'm going to get some lawn signs that says Mike Van Gorder, and there's a little the V in my name's a little check mark. It's very cute.
Okay. People are going to think your last name is Checkmark Van.
Yeah, I know. But it's but it's like I'm your vote.
Van Gorder.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Jeff says, come see Travis at Mint on Card February 10th. Ooh. Anything else to plug, Travis?
Yeah, there's my new website, slightlymorehandsomestevebannon.com. That's my new site where you can follow me. I'm doing Mint on Card, Jeff May's show, on February 10th. 10th, right? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing some other things, too. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Travis Clark, at Mr. Travis Clark.
And, I know I'm going to.
See?
Yep.
Oh, dangerous. See? Is better than everyone else.
I'm excited to support this very funny man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr.
You could have done that after, you know.
Is there an end at the end of...
There's no E at Clark. Okay. It's a hard
K. You ready?
We're very aggressive about how we end our name.
There we go. Cool. Hard K. Got it.
Subscribe to our other podcasts on connectpal.com. It's $4.99 a month, and you get so much stuff. Such a good deal.
It really is. It's $6 a month.
I just said $4.99 a month.
I was listening. Sorry.
I was noticing
that Travis has got Club 33 at the top of his
It's $12. Yeah.
So when you say $4.99, what do you mean?
I'm not listening to you, Adam.
So $12.
Oh, really?
$12. In that moment.
Yeah. $4.98 per month.
What's tax?
There is no tax. Is the internet.
Any levies?
$4.99 a month.
Any tariffs?
You get 8 to 10 podcasts each week. We have, I think, 9 weekly shows that will all be up and running soon. And then we have 4 monthly shows. One of them I record with Danger.
Yep.
Danger and Danger, Checkmark, and Gorder.
Right. On the side, it's Mike and Checkmark Van Gorder. Checkmark and Gorder.
Mike, Checkmark, and Gorder.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to pull it up. It's a really great thing.
You know what? We're going to get the fuck out of here while you do that.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
He's really doing it.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See, look at that. Here, look at that. Come on now. Yeah, there's a delay.
Someone says, I thought only subscribers could see the live cast. Yes, but we put this episode, we put Listcast up for free as a podcast every week. Sir. So other people can hear it.
Probably, sir.
Yeah, well, Chris Laherty. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sir.
That is a sir. I wasn't looking.
All right.
Unless it's one of those female Chris's.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of those.
We got not a lot of bearded.
Not a lot of bearded female Chris's, though.
And Jeff May says, I'm going to cripple an elected official.
Yeah. I mean, you can cripple a prospective elected official, because that would probably help my chances.
I'll be honest. I've seen Jeff May's Twitter feed and online presence lately. You could be a number of elected officials he is wishing hard upon.
Oh, man. Yeah. His crusade he's got going right now. You are doing the Lord's work, Jeffrey.
Okay.
Just keep
you are doing
keep
the...
making the fascists afraid.
Yeah.
So I don't know who it was that said that Jeff May is a bully that bullies bullies. But that
might have been Jeff May.
Jeff.
Oh, it's magnificent.
I think that's Jeff May's bio.
You're doing important work, Jeffrey. Keep it up.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. I'm into that.
Danger. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Travis. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.